Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Police were called to Chris Brown's Hollywood Hills home yesterday after someone called 911 and reported a domestic incident involving a gun. The caller claimed the mother and father were in a fight and the father went to another room to get a gun. At that point, the caller hung up, never mentioning it was Chris Brown's home. When police arrived, they realized it was a prank. This is the latest in a string of swatting incidents involving celebrities, the most recent being Chris and Bruce Jenner. 17-year-old rapper Keith Chief has allegedly impregnated a girl who's still in middle school, and now she's suing for child support. The girl filed the petition for support in Chicago, claiming that Keith fathered a baby girl with her back in 2011. The girl's exact age is unclear, but according to documents, she currently attends a Chicago middle school. Lupe Fiasco was removed from the stage during a performance at Hamilton Live in Washington, D.C. The rapper was removed after performing an anti-war song for 30 minutes and stating he did not vote for President Obama. He was reportedly booked to perform as part of the celebration for Obama's inauguration. After anti-Obama remarks, security jumped on stage and made him leave the venue. Alexandra Wright, the mother of Matthew Knowles' newest child, has filed legal documents asking the family court to up her child support to cover expenses for security to protect their child. Matthew currently pays $12,000 a month. Wright claims that she needs security because of a threatening email Knowles sent to her back in 2011, in which he wrote, "You hurt my family. There's a price to pay." Rapper Shorty Lowe was arrested over the weekend following a taping for CNN's Business Tonight. He was booked by Atlanta police for neglecting to pay child support. In related news, Shorty Lowe is disappointed with the response of his now-canceled reality series, All My Baby Mamas. After thousands signed a petition to protest the show, the plug was pulled. Now the rapper has started a counter-petition on Change.org. The new form is asking to give the show a chance and get it put on air. In his defense, Shorty says he is a good father. The Weinstein Company has asked the toy maker to discontinue the line of Django and Chain action figures after receiving complaints that they were offensive. "We have tremendous respect for the audience, and it was never our intent to offend anyone," Weinstein said in a statement.